think for us, the best option was definitely the home. It was too advanced. And I think it's definitely the best decision that we've made. And the positives that have come from it are just incredible. So every day there's different, like different activities that are going on. They have dogs that come in or they go out on trips. I think he went to like Bliss Hill or the Black Crunch Museum or something. And he was amazing. So eager to tell me about how good the fish and chips were. They bring in like Shetland ponies, for example. And my gramps is really big on music and dancing. And they always have them up being active and trying to like just make the most of their elderly years that otherwise they gramps would just be sat on his sofa, probably looking at a blank screen on a TV. And it's just, for me, it's incredible the change in the last year. I mean, obviously there were a lot of different emotions when we're moving him around to all these different homes and wondering if you're doing the right thing. But yeah, I think this one that he's in now, we couldn't ask for better care. And yeah, it's just incredible, really.
Oh, that's amazing. Like having all of those things that he does that I'm sure keeps him stimulated and keeps his brain ticking over in all the right ways. And also it's the social side of all those activities as well that's, I think, probably so crucial. And I can kind of relate to that just in terms of stuff that my granny does as well now with the new care that is worked into her week. I know she goes on trips with Age UK, the charity who are, you know, absolutely amazing. Yeah. And also goes to once a week a memory cafe, which my mum and I giggle because whenever we actually use the words memory cafe with my granny, she's just like rolls her eyes because she finds it so funny. But she does absolutely love it. And it's just like an hour a week where they get lots of, I think, women and men who live locally, elderly, obviously, to kind of chit chat and have a coffee and a piece of cake. And it's just really sweet. And it's an infrastructure in her week that would not have existed before, but makes such a huge difference, I think, to her. And I remember actually like 2 weeks ago or something, my mum rang me and she was like, oh my God, the woman who runs the memory cafe has just rang me and said how hilarious Granny is and how she was like dancing, they were putting music on and she was like boogieing to some jazz and how she's like one of the loudest in the room. And she's still got that social side to her, but we're quite a loud family when we're all hanging out. And sometimes she does get probably spoken over a little bit because it's probably quite hard to keep up for lots of different reasons. Yeah. But when she's in spaces like that, they're a little bit more accessible. I'm not saying that hanging out with her family isn't accessible, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
when
definitely.
You're surrounded by people who are a little more similar to your situation, it's just so nice to hear how I think those spaces are just benefiting her like immensely. And I'm sure it's the same with your gramps. It's like those kind of interactions and activities just keep them, just so active physically and mentally, I think.
Yeah, definitely. And I think even like when gramps comes to see us, which is most weekends, we always make an effort to embrace that as well. So the singing and the dancing, and it's the only way really at this point to communicate. For example, when I'm driving him back in the car, I've literally got a gramps playlist because it's songs that I know that he loves. And he might not have said anything for the last hour. He just, sometimes he'll sit in the corner and he listens and he nods and he knows what's going on, but he's not got the speed of thought necessarily to interact at the time. So when I'm driving home and he's having his little sing song to like Sweet Caroline because he can remember it, it's just, it's so sweet. And I think you just have to hold on to those moments and remember that they really are still there. That's still my gramps that used to take me to my horse riding lessons. It's just finding those different ways of communicating.
Yeah, and they're still living the best life that they possibly could be living. And I don't know about you, but I do constantly just feel so lucky that we have access to all of these services because, I mean, they just like literally have changed our family's life, I would say. And I think we're all immensely grateful for those services. And I think the benefit they have, it sounds like for both of our grandparents, is just insane. They're so important. And hopefully they just keep becoming more and more popular.